Good morning. It's 6th of July. We left Brother Harry Tennant yesterday, the scene having been set for the battle between David and Goliath. I now read. 40 days of bellowing and boasting. 40 days of fear and trembling. Where now were the head and shoulders of King Saul? Where were Abner and Joab? Perhaps it was David who made mighty men, and not mighty men who made David. There are many who are valiant for Christ, because he has been valiant for them. From the quiet keeping of the sheep, there appeared a man in obedience to his father's will, verse 17, to look how his brethren fared, verse 18, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. David was zealous for the name of his God, and filled with disdain for the gods of the Philistines. The living God was his God, and the Philistine was a man of brass, sin incarnate. David was isolated by incredulity and disbelief, as was his greatest son. Neither did his brethren believe in him, as we read in John 7, verse 5. David relied on his faith in God. We have no knowledge that the Lord God had given him any charge, any revelation. It was simply the rightness of things that moved him. David cared for God and for God's people. As a shepherd, he had challenged a lion and a bear. Goliath was no different, and by the eye of faith, he saw him already dead. David too would stand between the armies, not to indulge in empty boasting, but to defend the honour of his God. The Philistines were already on the territory of Israel. Shochar and Azekah were places in the inheritance of Judah, but the Philistines had been allowed to take them over. It is so in life. We let God's territory pass into the hands of the enemy, and sow the seeds of future threats and disasters. We let God's time be taken over by the media, or by pleasure, or by neglect. We let the safety of our family go by default, because we fail to bring them up aright, and then complain that they are ill-behaved and indisciplined. The Philistines have to be challenged. The very word means migratory or immigrants. Philistines will always come into other people's land. And of course, in the English language, to be a Philistine means to be a destroyer of culture. We have to be strong and challenge those things and those people who stand where God should stand in our lives. In these days when the Philistines are everywhere, destroying marriages and the standards of marriage, replacing honesty with expediency and self, bringing covetousness instead of worship of God, we must make a stand. The Philistines teach in our schools, run the social sciences, wear the guise of sociologists, provide entertainment, and ghetto blast their way into our homes. David would have none of these things. David saw his life clearly, more clearly than he sometimes saw it later on in the times of his troubles. He had no doubts that God would work, and the old words, "The Lord is with him," would be made plain. He knew that God had been with Joseph in the land of Egypt, with Jacob in Laban's land, with Moses in Midian, and he believed that God would be with him. He had no concern for himself, but rather for his God. God would take care of him. There is a devastating simplicity about all of this. We make our lives too complicated and become weighed down by ifs and buts and maybes, or sap the positive goodness by wholesale and fruitless negatives. But our God is not an if, a but, or a maybe. He is the Lord God Almighty, as he has declared himself long ago to Jacob. He is our God. Thank you for listening.